Thank you for listening into our OTCQB podcast series, where we interview the innovators and entrepreneurs behind the companies that trade on our OTCQB venture market. I'm your host, Cecilia Schoenbaum, with the corporate services team at OTC Markets Group. Joining us today is Dr. Keith Barron, the CEO and chairman of Aurania Resources Limited, that trades on our OTCQB venture market under the ticker AUIAF. Keith, thanks for joining us in New York.
Very happy to be here.
To start off, tell us about Aurania Resources mining projects.
Well, we're not mining yet, but we are in exploration, and we've been hard at it for a couple of years now in Ecuador. That's our main project area. We're in southeastern Ecuador near the Peruvian border on a very, very large land package. It's 208,000 hectares, and I don't know what that is in non-metric, but believe me, it's a heck of a piece of ground, and it's probably larger than Rhode Island, I would guess. Anyway, we're working away at this thing. It's a piece of land that's actually never been explored before. It's set by oil companies back in the late 1960s, Nevertheless, it is on trend with a belt of rocks to the south, which hosts numerous porphyry copper deposits, one of which is in pre-production right now, called Mirador, and numerous gold deposits, one of which is Fruta del Norte. And Fruta del Norte was actually my last company's discovery back in 2006, and that will be going into production in next year in September. So I've got a long, very long history in Ecuador. I've been working there on and off for, 20 years now. And my president of the company, Richard Spencer, has actually been working there longer than that. And he was responsible for finding most of the copper in the belt. So this is really a little bit old hat for us. It's an address that we know very well. And we know how to explore it properly. So we have 8 geologists in the field right now at present, probably a total of something like 50 or 60 people working for us. A lot of the people are indigenous folks from the local community that we employ. We have a very good relationship with the indigenous community. They're called the Shuar Nation. And we've been working with them very diligently for quite some time now. So the next real milestone in the company is going to be our drilling program, which we will be carrying out starting in the fourth quarter of 2018. And I rather suspect that the drill rig is never going to leave the property. We have 7 targets to drill right now, gold targets. We also have some porphyry copper targets, which we will be working up into drill targets. That will take a bit of time. But there's going to be a lot of news, really good news flow coming from us. And we are very hopeful of success and repetition, really, of what both myself and Richard Spencer have done in the past, namely find economic ore deposits in this part of Ecuador.
So how does Aurania differentiate itself from its competitors?
Well, it is a bit of a different company because really because we've had tremendous success in the past personally. And because of that personal success that I had, I was able to get Aurania up on its feet and get it financed. I've got a track record of finding gold, so I can attract money from the investment public. And I have really put my money where my mouth is on this. I've got a lot of skin in the game. I own 51% of the shares. I don't draw a salary, and I think you'd have to go a long way to find another junior mining company where the chief executive doesn't draw a salary.
Aurania joined OTCQB in May of 2018. Talk about your goals for trading on the OTCQB venture market.
Well, what we really want to do here in the USA is get the word out. We think we've got a great company and a great project and great people working for us. And we want to spread the word, and we also want to create liquidity in the market here in the U.S. So right now we think that this is the very best way to accomplish this.
Great talking with you, Keith.
Thank you.
Aurania Resources Limited trades under the symbol AUIAF on our OTCQB venture market. You can subscribe to our show and find more episodes of our OTCQB podcast wherever you subscribe to your podcast, or just visit otcmarkets.com/otcqb-podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode. Again, I'm Cecilia with OTC Markets Group, and we look forward to our next chat.